Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much
for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure. First and most obvious question, Josh, what are you planning to do with the money?
I think that's a great question. We're actually really, really excited that the government's come on board to support the work that we're doing. So we've actually been around since 2011, delivering face-to-face programs with young people. So our model is based around peer-to-peer messaging. So we train young people who have lived experiences of mental ill health and encourage them to go back to schools, universities, ideally their old school or where they studied, or even the workplace. And we create programs that are structured around positive messages around mental health. And we get those young people to share their stories and give insights into how to better look after your own mental health and get support early. So the idea is that this additional funding will help us reach our target of 1 million young people by 2022 with these positive messages, and looking at transferring and looking into the scope of using online platforms and digital storytelling as part of that.
Expanding on that one just a little bit, the importance of peer-to-peer, how have you found that compared to, I guess, a more traditional view of, mental health practitioners?
Yeah, definitely. I think historically mental health has been something that's only discussed within a psychologist's room, and it's been a very clinical conversation and kept behind closed doors. And I think that what we've found is through training over almost 700 young people to share their own stories through our Being Heard workshop, a lot of the messages that we've heard is the liberating feeling of having the confidence and the courage to actually share what they've been through outside of that clinical setting. And so the peer-to-peer voice is that we go in and we share ideas as opposed to go in and tell young people what the answer is. And by sharing those concepts, it's amazing what perceptions and what ideas and what positive messages the young people themselves are drawing out of these speakers' stories. And the power that has in reducing stigma is huge. So the research that we're based around is that of Patrick Corrigan, who's one of the leading researchers in stigma reduction and mental health in particular, when looking at youth mental health and stigma around mental health problems and issues.
Now, we mentioned before 1 in 4 young people experience some concern around mental health, some sort of diagnosis, I guess you could say, of mental illness. Now, obviously, our understanding of mental illness has expanded a great deal in recent years, and those are of vastly varying levels of the illnesses themselves. But what is it about sort of these mental illnesses that seem so prevalent in this day and age?
I think it's a great question. I think that the difference is that psychology has come so far in the recent years, and that there's much more awareness of what mental ill health looks like. I think the challenge is that with technology and isolation, there's more opportunities for us to be more aware of people's mental health challenges. But I think that the conversation has always centered around mental illness and diagnoses and mental ill health. And so I think what we're trying to do is change that conversation, because the concept of mental health shouldn't be a bad thing. Mental health is similar to physical health in that we all have it. Everyone sits on a spectrum with their mental health and experiences good, poor, sometimes ill, and occasionally we might have a diagnosis of mental illness. But if we can normalize conversations about mental health in general, it makes it a little bit easier to access the great support services that are out there. The challenges that we have is that young people aren't accessing those support services. So whilst 1 in 4 young people are experiencing mental ill health, the national help seeking rate is only 23%. So only less than a quarter of those young people who are experiencing hard times are actually accessing the support services that are out there. And that's kind of the bridge that we're trying to build between young people and those support services.
What do you actually put that down to, though? Is that still attached to stigma, or is it a difficulty in the reaching out process itself?
Well, I think they're connected. I think that stigma makes that reaching out process really difficult. Admitting that you're going through something tough, and in Australia we have a culture where we don't often talk about feelings. We don't often talk about the inside, and we have an attitude of toughen up and stiff upper lip and get through it. But the truth is that when we often start to share about these things, it's amazing how many people can relate to those stories. And I think that's what we've seen over the last 5 years that I've been working with the TIER. We've reached almost 200,000 young people, and overwhelmingly the message has been how relatable the experience is, that one person sharing their story can start this cascade of people realizing that they're not alone, and that can make that process of reaching out a lot easier.
Mm.
One of our speakers actually shares about how a problem shared is a problem halved, and that whilst friends or family might not be a professional support service, they can actually have a really positive impact on assisting them in making that first step to reaching out to a psychologist, going to your GP and getting a mental health care plan, or walking into that local headspace and making that access of support a little bit easier.
Well, Josh, best of luck going forward with this one. Obviously, you know, as we discussed, very, very important one for all young people. Do appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks so much for having us.
Look, if this one has raised any personal issues for you, Lifeline is always available. 13 11 14 for immediate support. 13 11 14. And if you're a young person, or if you know a young person with some of those struggles, and you want sort of more advice on those ones, Batira is actually linked through to Headspace, so you can check out headspace.org.au for lots of great advice.